Hey, welcome back to Kissing Friends. Kind of a sad time. No, not because Bill Hemmer and Martha McCallum are
great
here.
Great song,
and
by the way.
Yeah, that is a good song. Yeah.
Well, if you like that type of music.
Yes, we do.
Tomorrow, America's
it's
Newsroom, 9 to 11.
It's an uplifting song called Waiting on a Sunny Day.
Brian's
which
very
deals
anti the boss.
With the families of the victims of 9/11. They are waiting on a sunny day.
9 to 11, we're going to watch you tomorrow.
Yes, correct.
And we're going to listen to Fox and Friends 6 to...
That was one of these, wasn't it?
He gets it. We have to talk about that later.
But here's the deal. How long have you known Jeff? Jeff Hillary.
6 years.
6 years. You've been walking this building, Jeff, for 6 years. How long have you been in radio?
Oh, my God. I started out in 1982. I work with Marconi.
Who spoke very highly of you, by the way, because I'm just youthful, and I remember him.
By the way, radio will never last.
No.
True. So get out of this medium. So you talk about what you've been through. Tell me some of the cities that have brought you, that you have seen through your work.
Oh, my God. You know, it was so funny because, you know, when you move around in radio as much as I have, which would be, you know, grew up in Los Angeles, started out there. Went to Dallas, San Diego, Santa Rosa, California, Denver, Philadelphia, back to Dallas, then here. We're being moved yesterday, right? Our apartment, our one bedroom.
Great towns, though, by the way.
Oh, yeah, great towns.
Good cities.
Des Moines Duluth tour here.
But I was thinking, you know, if the career didn't work out, I could get into moving. My wife is so good at packing boxes and taping them that the guy from United yesterday said, hey, if you're ever looking for work.
Really?
Is that good? Give me a call. I'll hire you.
It's kind of a little scary, though, too, because if she just wants to move out on you, you know she could do it. Like, what argument? You know she could be packed up and gone.
Exactly.
She keeps a few boxes packed all the time just in case.
She sleeps on bubble wrap.
That's right. I don't know if I should reveal this, but the deal was when we left Dallas was, my wife said to me, I'll give you 3 years. That sounds good.
3 years in New York.
3 years in New York. Exactly. That's all I'm going to be able to take. She had that bias going in. And then after 3 years, it was like, honey, come on, just, you know, like 3 more years. And then this last time it was like, well, I'm going to Austin. I don't know about you, but that's where I'm going to be. So,
wow.
Great. Okay. Well, I'll get a refrigerator box and I'll live with that on the street. Yeah.
And so did you ever get saying, like, Brian means more to me than you? I'm going to stick it out on Kill Meet and Friends. I'll miss you.
Well, you know, I kept calling Roger Ailes, you know, begging him to call.
How'd that work out?
She's Roger who? So she's not really into the business.
So this is very sad, and I'm a little concerned too because one of the reasons why Martha and Bill would come in here is to see you.
Really, just to see Jeff. Exactly. He's the brains behind the operation, obviously.
Now this has been a job of a lifetime. My dream of working in New York has been fulfilled. Mm-hmm. You know, you guys have been the best. It's the best company I've ever worked for. I'm not just saying that.
You're going to miss Fox, and you're going to miss New York.
You know what? I told my wife yesterday, I said, New York has become my mistress. Mm. I never thought I would say this, but I fell in love with Manhattan. Mm. And I had never gone to a Broadway play before moving here. You know, coming from L.A., it's sports and, you know, all this other stuff. Not really into culture. But, man, I became a Broadway aficionado.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. The talent level here is unbelievable. It's sublime.
Right. We're all good dancers. That's one thing. That's absolutely true.
I mean, I saw your ballet moves this morning at 8:55. That was something else, wasn't it?
You mean when I said goodbye, everybody? That was my actual move.
Because he's always on his toes.
Well, Jeff, you've been a phenomenal senior producer.
You've been fantastic to work with. Your
passion. You know, he comes in on Sundays, watches the Sunday shows, and gives a rundown of all the Sunday shows from Monday.
Wow.
That's incredible.
He makes me.
I do not make you. I never said that. It's been fantastic. Well,
I know he's not paying you. So,
we should get
someone from our show to do that. That'd be good.
That would be. You look at They didn't even look at you. They looked at each other.
Hey guys, hopefully they're not listening. They are.
I'm looking for a job, so maybe we can talk.
Yeah, we can talk right after this.
So you're bound to where?
Exactly.
Where are you headed?
Headed for Austin.
Because that's where the wife went.
That's where the wife went, and that's where the daughters are. The daughters went to UT, so, well, you know, very big on UT, Hook 'em Horns, you know, the sign.
Yeah.
Whatever can do that, right? The sign, so.
Well, it's going to be sad not having you here, but this is the second guy I've lost to Texas.
I lost Salvia, too.
I mean, Joey Salvia going lost on, too. Right?
Clearly a trend.
Right.
And have you
Why are you looking at me like that?
I'm just wondering if you've examined this as, you know, I mean, is there a deeper meaning here?
That I'm hard to work with?
Because Martha and I love you. You know, we love coming in here.
But
and
we only have to see you for like you 20 minutes a week and we're out of here. If it was any more than that,
we did an Austin
think we
Bureau.
Can handle it. Yeah.
Jeff, you are an unbelievable producer. And
Jeff,
if Radio's smart, they wouldn't let you go.
I know
you're going
to
get a great job and we'll miss you. And now your mission is to listen. Okay? Thanks, Bill and Martha. See you tomorrow at 9.
Thank
Thanks
you,
for listening, everyone.
Thanks, Jeff.